Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Conagra Brands' new president and CEO, John Brace, is signaling confidence in the company, bringing encouraging news from Minnesota communities that rely on the company's manufacturing operations. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
Brace recently invested more than $510,000 of his own money to purchase 35,000 shares of stock just days after taking over the top job. While Conagra is headquartered in Chicago, the company has a significant Minnesota footprint. It operates manufacturing facilities in Maple Grove, North Mankato, and Waseca, where frozen vegetables and rice products are processed. Those operations employ hundreds of Minnesotans and play an important role in the company's manufacturing network.
Minnesotans shouldn't get used to the smoke-free skies we've seen the last couple of days. Air Resource Advisor Josh Hall says air quality has been better in recent days, but
we start getting into hotter, drier periods, and you know these fires are far from being complete. And so we do expect increases in smoke as the summer wears on. And while we're getting good air quality, we're expecting smoke to come back at some point or another.
As we approach the weekend, temps are expected to climb back into the mid-80s. A new poll shows MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell still leading the field in the Republican primary for governor. The poll from KSTP Survey USA shows following the endorsement from President Trump, Lindell's numbers jumped 8 points from the previous month. And this week, the mental health hotline known as Minnesota 988 Lifeline hit a milestone. The service has received 370,000 calls for help in its first 4 years. Minnesota Department of Health Suicide Prevention Supervisor Tanya Carter.
Sometimes calling that number to an individual who they may not know is easier than talking to that family or friend or the neighbor next door.
The number of suicides in Minnesota rose in 2025 after 2 years of decline. If you or someone you know needs help, 988 Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In other headlines, Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig started a House Ag hearing on wildfires this morning in Washington by thanking the men and women battling the fires in northern Minnesota.
I want to begin by thanking our courageous wildland firefighters, especially those battling the fires in Minnesota and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
Craig also thanked the rescuers who have risked their lives to get campers out of the Boundary Waters. A new poll shows the DFL primary for U.S. Senate tightening in Minnesota. The KSTP Survey USA poll finds Congresswoman Angie Craig and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan tied at 40% support each. Craig slipped 1 point from last month, while Flanagan gained 4. About 16% of voters remain undecided ahead of the August 11th primary. And a man who admitted trying to bribe a juror during the Feeding Our Future fraud trial is getting another 10 years in federal prison. Abdiaz Aziz Farah pleaded guilty to juror bribery after prosecutors say he helped deliver $120,000 in cash to a juror's home in exchange for a not guilty verdict. This is MNN.